Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're closing the show with what can be described as the rhythm or melody of public radio. NPR's Tiny Desk has racked up millions of views on YouTube, featuring big-time musicians performing behind a literal desk at the NPR headquarters. But a beloved tradition is the Tiny Desk Contest, where unsigned artists across the country enter a video of their original music for a chance to play a Tiny Desk concert of their own in D.C. Sacramento's own The Philharmonic won the top prize back in 2024, and this year's winner is Cure for Paranoia, hailing from Dallas, Texas. You gotta check them out. But close to 1,000 Northern California artists threw their hat into the ring this year. CAP Radio's Andrew Garcia, Ruth Finch, and Keyshawn Davis joined Insight earlier this month to highlight some of their favorite local entries. All right, Andrew, so you were here last time we did this roundup. Yes. It's been a few years. What stood out to you about this year's entries?
I feel like the production value has really stepped up over the years. We get some of those DIY sort of just people behind a desk in their homes, and that is great. Those are some of my favorites as well. But this year, people are making like full-on music videos as their entry into the Tiny Desk. And then just the number of people. Back when we did this in 2022, like you were saying, maybe about 100 artists entered, and that felt like a lot. There was a lot to go through. This year, like you were saying, about 947 entries were across Northern California.
So almost tenfold. Key, you're up first. Who are you starting off with?
My first selection is Sahade, who is an R&B singer from Redding, California. Her song, Dead of the Night, has been on repeat since I first heard it. I love the concept of the video that was shot actually in the dead of night. The live band, the lyrics, the background singers, and the camera work. This was an amazing submission.
I'm gonna be okay. I'll be alright. I'll be fine even in the dead of night. I'm gonna be okay. I'll be alright. I'll be fine even in the dead of night.
Love it. Okay, R&B to start things off. But Ruth, your first pick is something a little different from the world of folk.
Yeah, so my first selection was from a band called Turtle Pheasant from West Sacramento. Their submission, Red Tail, it's just like really transportative. The lead singer's voice feels so fragile and like tender. And the trio of strings comes together to give the feeling of like walking through this like summer field. There's like this like really big like soaring melody, and it's just juxtaposed with these really almost pleading lyrics that make it feel like your heart's breaking on the prettiest day of the year. I know that's a little sappy, but I'm just in love with this track right now. Also, there's only three musicians in the video. I want to point out the lead singer is singing while doing this like crazy finger picking, and he's joined by a violinist, and I looked it up this morning, a mandolinist. I didn't know the word.
That's the word.
But yeah, that's the word for someone who plays mandolin. Now you know.
Hidden underneath the feet, turning in the topsoil, it's in my body later when winter sun is shown. It's spread away for the last time.
I just want to be out on a field with the sun glistening on my face.
So jaunty.
Yeah, so now definitely. We're going to be heading to Dixon.
Yes.
Andrew, tell us about the song Anytime Soon.
Well, it's performed by Dawn Farr, and that's the stage name for Althea D'Souza and her group. And this track is so great. It starts with the video. It's in a living room, and there's these ethereal blue lights that are shining in at night. It feels alien. It feels a little scary. You're sort of in this liminal space when the guitar sort of joins in, and it's sort of haunting. It's a song about heartbreak and loss, but Althea's vocals are so strong and resonant and refusing to, you know, fully give in to the heartbreak. It was amazing. It was the first song that I listened to that just really hit me in the heart, and it was my favorite of the batch.
No, I guess I'm not getting I guess I'm I'm not getting over you. Anytime soon.
Oh, you can just feel the intimacy.
Yeah, and that mournful little trumpet line that sneaks in and out, so beautiful.
It is so beautiful. Okay, Key, I'm turning back to you. This is our first artist selection from a Sacramento proper, right?
Yeah, and his name is Jakari Smith, and the song is featuring Jada Irene and Wida K. What stuck out to me the most about this submission was the concept of the video and the lyrics. You know, the artist pours out his soul on the track, asking questions with the overall theme of wanting to take his pain away. The thing I love about hip-hop is the storytelling, and, you know, he did an amazing job of doing that through the lyrics and the music video.
Tell me, should I leave? Should I stay? The doctor, take this pain away. How much time I got left on this earth till I take my last breath? Why I'm scared of the concept of death? All the demons that crept. Why sometimes I find it hard to accept that they truly do care how I felt. Can I right all my wrongs? Do they care I put my heart in these songs? Will they listen to my art when I'm gone? Will they hear all along? Do they question if I truly belong? When I fall, can I still stand strong? Will I find true love? Will I always feel stuck in the mud? I got some friends way closer than blood. All these feelings, they flood. And my heart leaking out of my cuts. I just hope to be free as
All right, Jakari Smith, a familiar presence here in Sacramento's music scene. Well, let's just stick with Sacramento with your next pick, Ruth.
Yeah, so my second pick is from Sol Caracol here in Sacramento, called Hometown is the name of the song. It opens with these lyrics, this doesn't have to be anything, but it could be everything. And it feels so emblematic of the track. It feels like butterflies in your stomach with a new love. That young feeling of knowing something might be happening, but not quite having the courage to seek it out so you don't ruin it. It just, it really takes you to this place that feels simultaneously nervous and comfortable. But in the end, I think it's really hopeful. To me, if you've listened to like people like Mac DeMarco, Remy Wolf, or even like Cave Town, I feel like it fits right into this like really nice indie bedroom pop vibe that I really like. I listen to a lot of, especially growing up. So I really like this track a lot.
All right, we only have a minute left, but we gotta like end with probably, maybe arguably the coolest band name, Squid Saves the Planet.
That's partly why I picked this one. Also, they have that scrappy DIY vibe. They're in their room. There's blankets on the wall. There's a projector. And this opening guitar riff, you'll hear it. The tone is as crunchy as a kettle chip.
That was Cap Radio's Andrew Garcia, Ruth Finch, and Keyshawn Davis sharing their favorite Northern California entries into NPR's 2026 Tiny Desk Contest. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.